Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 13th. Happy Saturday! I hope you are experiencing some rest today, and God's Word would be a reminder and an encouragement for us today. In the book of Isaiah, we're in chapter 21. This is another round of oracles against the nations. And today it's an oracle against Babylon. When we think about the physical country of Babylon, we know that eventually it is taken over by Persia and it is brought low. But Babylon is also a symbol for pride in our lives. And there's an image in Revelation chapter 14 and 18 where the prideful will be brought low. Babylon is the state of being for anyone who sets their hopes on the things of the world. And so today's prophecy is just reminding us about the ultimate victory for God over any worldly arrogance. Now, when we put it like that, we can make it personal, right? Because we all struggle with pride. So at the end of the podcast, I'm just going to take us through a prayer reflection time where we think about the ways that perhaps pride and boastfulness is seeping into our hearts. But first, let's read from Isaiah chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And I'm reading Isaiah in the ESV. The oracle concerning the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the Negev sweep on, it comes from the wilderness, from a terrible land. A stern vision is told to me. A traitor betrays, and the destroyer destroys. Go up, O Elam. Lay siege, O Media. All the sighing she has caused I bring to an end. Therefore, my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have seized me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bowed down so that I cannot hear. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My heart staggers. Horror has appalled me. The twilight I longed for has been turned for me into trembling. They prepare a table. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Arise, O princes, oil the shield. For thus the Lord said to me, go, set a watchman. Let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels. Let him listen diligently, very diligently. Then he who saw cried out, upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed whole nights. And behold, here come riders, horsemen in pairs. And he answered, fallen. Fallen is Babylon and all the carved images of her gods. He has shattered to the ground. Oh, my threshed and winnowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I announce to you. When I read verse 9 about the horsemen, I was also reminded of Revelation and the four horsemen, and then the announcement, fallen, fallen is Babylon. This idea that even a superpower that we think will never, ever be brought low, it is brought low physically. The country of Babylon is brought low, and also the pride of the nations will be brought low, as it says in Revelation. Now let us turn to the book of Acts. We're in Acts 7, verses 54 through 60 today, and this is the stoning of Stephen. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I want to go back to verses 59 and 60 and think through them for a moment. Stephen calls out for the Lord to receive his spirit. This points to the fact that our physical bodies will die, but our spirit lives on, and we as believers entrust ourselves to the Lord. Next, I notice that Stephen falls on his knees and cries out with a loud voice. He wants all to hear. And what does he say? Like the Lord from the cross, he says, "Lord, do not hold their sins against them." Then he dies, and when he dies, it's described as sleep. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, we have the hope as believers that when we die, our spirit goes to be with the Lord, and it's going to be like we're waking up from sleep in the presence of God, our Savior. This sleep metaphor is reminiscent of Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Remember that story of Jairus' daughter and how she is dead, and they've asked Jesus to come to her house. And when they get there, the people say, "It's too late. Don't worry the master anymore." And Jesus says, "Do not worry. She is only asleep." And then he raises her from the dead. Stephen's story is a little different, isn't it? He is not raised physically on this earth, but we can be assured that he is in the great cloud of witnesses, cheering us on, reminding us that faithfulness to God and his word is worth it. And so I'm encouraged by that passage today, and I hope you will be as well. Let's turn on over to the Psalms, Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4, and I'm going to read this in the New International Version. "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands." Why is the psalmist praising? He's responding to the steadfast, unfailing love of God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What are the ways that we see God's love on display? Well, we can see it in the ways that he provides for us, in his meeting our needs and answering our prayers. But most clearly, we see God's love for us in Jesus, our Savior, the one who was sent to die on our behalf for our sins and to overcome this present evil age. As we end, I want us to think for a few minutes on pride and the shift from trusting in God to trusting in ourselves. What are areas of your life where you struggle with pride? Do you struggle with being self-sufficient and thinking, "I can do this"? Are you prone to comparison and envy? Are you resistant to correction, or do you kind of bow up when that happens? Does your pride come out in need of control or showcasing achievement or with judgmental attitudes? I can go on and on. These are tough. Maybe it's we serve for recognition's sake, or we find our identity in being productive, or we have some kind of performance-based faith. These are all ideas that I got just from going to ChatGPT and saying, what are ways that pride comes out in our lives? Now what I want us to do is to pray that the Holy Spirit would, one, help us to see the areas of pride in our lives, and then combat it with God's word. Will you pray with me? Lord, would you quiet the boast within us? Would you take away the need that we feel to impress others? Would you take away the hardness of heart when we feel that we are being overlooked, and help us, Lord, to entrust ourselves to you, the only wise judge. Father, in those moments when we feel like, I can do this, I'm self-sufficient, remind us that your word calls us to dependence and to trust in you. When we seek to compare and envy raises its ugly head within us, remind us of all the gifts that you have given us. When we don't want to be corrected, remind us of the wisdom of Proverbs that says that a wise man accepts correction. When we feel that need for control, turn our attention to your Holy Spirit, the wind that blows wherever he wants. Ultimately, Lord, be the author of our mind. Take away the judgmental and negative attitudes that are there, and replace them, Lord, with love, with steadfast love that is similar to the love we see in you. On this Saturday, we lift our hearts to you. We lift all the needs of our community to you, and especially those who need a healing touch. We depend upon you, Lord, and we rejoice, Lord, today in your gifts. Be with us. Bring us back together tomorrow to our places of worship, and give us an excitement about Jesus, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.